My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the parable of the Pharisees and the tax collectors we heard today is the second of two parables on prayer. The first, that of the persistent widow in chapter 18 of Luke, underlines the needs of persistent prayer so that the disciples do not lose their trust in the Lord. The second, in the gospel about prayer, is condemning the self-righteous and critical attitude of the Pharisee. Following the attitude of the tax collectors, the disciples of Jesus must recognize that their sinfulness and have complete trust in the mercy of God. Where are we in this story? My dear brothers and sisters, most of us may not accept that we often act like the Pharisee, full of self-righteousness, because of our tendency to compare ourselves to others and to put them down in our thoughts. My dear brothers and sisters, the way to the heart of the tax collector is to discipline our hearts, avoiding comparison where we end up thinking of ourselves as superior to the rest. Prayer becomes powerful when we stand naked before God, amazed at God's holiness and goodness, and sorrowful because of our sins and failings. Only then can God's grace work to transform us. Listen again to the first reading. Come, let us return to the Lord, for it is He who has torn, and He will heal us. So, my dear brothers and sisters, let us beg God's forgiveness for our sins. God is near to the humble and contrite of heart. Amen.